CP, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. We have news on a scare that recently happened at an area Walmart. What can you tell us?
So last Thursday, officers were called to Walmart after many people heard a loud bang in the store. And when police arrived, they were able to take one person in custody, Isaac Fihil, who was trying to shoplift a knife after that loud bang went off, and it's still unclear what that loud bang was. Silver City Police Chief Fred Portillo said it's confirmed if Isaac Fihil did set off this bang, and it's still unclear how and what this bang was. But it caused a lockdown for many hours Thursday afternoon. And going back to Isaac Fihil, after the loud bang, he stole a knife from a aisle and took off running. And he was caught later west on a Pine Loop by the Moose Lodge. And he was booked into the detention center, but is apparently he was released and got picked up on another charge.
Okay, thanks, CP, for that information. Now, we have news in Palomas regarding a new facility that is hosting people seeking asylum.
A group named Grupos Beta is a humanitarian organization that works in Mexico with migrants, offering water, aid. So in Palomas, there was a fire at a former shelter, and so that was forced to be shut down. But now they're looking to open another shelter for refugees seeking asylum. And so this shelter is supposed to be open sometime early next year. And when speaking with some people who are helping with these migrants, they're looking for asylum, of course, and many of them are staying in hotels in Palomas. And that's the main reason why a shelter needs to be open there, because these families keep staying in these hotels, which are overly priced. So how this affects Silver is that many people helped out with the Deming shelter that was going on earlier this year.
Okay, CP. We're going to go now to Jeffrey Plant, reporter with Silver City Daily Press and Independent, who has news on efforts in the area to preserve historic buildings. Jeff, what can you tell us about this new initiative?
Well, earlier this year, a local nonprofit, Southwest New Mexico ACT, which is focused on community development, business, small business development, they received a grant to see if there was room in Grant County for another makerspace or more small business development incubators. The result of that study was that we do not need any more of those two things. But in the study, five historic buildings were identified as potential sites for some kind of development. And the five buildings that were identified in the study include the Old Hurley Schoolhouse in Arenas Valley. That was identified as being a good candidate for the development as an arts and entertainment venue. The Bradley Hotel in Santa Clara, that suggested that could be suitable for an arts organization. And the historic Mine Mill Local 890 Union Hall in Bayard, that was identified as something that might be turned into a community center and an event center. The train station in Hurley might make a good museum and visitor center. And the lastly, the Silver City Waterworks building was identified. And that is actually already subject of some early plans by the town of Silver City to turn it into a continental divide trail, sort of trailhead or a museum retail shop associated with the CDT.
Exciting news. Thanks, Jeff. We will talk with you all next week.
Thanks, Anthony.